will totally commit yourself to the Lord. Amen. Brother Allen mentioned a while ago, if always remember, God does show up. But he really does something when we begin to do business with God. In your heart and in the service. And many people go to church and, they're there. But their mind is somewhere else. But when you go to the house of God, always he's here. And I praise the Lord for that. Brother Dan was a good friend, and met him. Took me a long time to get used to him, and I'm still trying to. He is a preaching man. He's a preaching away, and ceiling fell down and knocked this guy to the floor. Brother Dan just stopped, went down and said, "Are you hurt? Are you hurt?" And a man said, "Lord, hit me again. I still hear him." But but anyway, how many of you are glad you're here tonight? Amen. How many of you are really glad you're here tonight? Amen. And I praise the Lord for his wonderful, wonderful mercy and kindness. Malachi chapter number 4. Malachi is... men had gotten so far away from God, and the Lord said, "You have wearied me." No, in other words, they said, "Oh yeah, where?" Kind of snuffed at. But then you come to verse 16. The Bible said, "Then they that fear the Lord spake often one to another." In spite of all the others, there's always a group in that had not backslidden, and they feared. And they spake often one to another. When a person thinks going to church and being faithful to the house of God is not important, but the Bible said there was a book of remembrance written to them that feared the Lord and thought upon his name. When you come to the house of God, think about Christ Jesus, because without him there'd be no church. Without Jesus, there'd be no salvation. But always come and ask God. You say, "Well, preach, I love the Lord." Let me see. You know, this really grips my heart. I hear everybody, if I were to say, "How many of you love the Lord?" But here's what Jesus said. If you love me, not with your words, he said, you're to love me above your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, your houses, the land. If you don't, you cannot be my disciple. And I thought, and one place he said, unless you hate them. That word hate doesn't mean animosity, because we're taught to love our parents and so on. But what it means, that my mother could not read or write. They wouldn't let her go to school. My dad was a preacher, and we were taught to serve God and go to the house of God. But mother did not die for me. Daddy did not die for me. And when it comes to serving God, we're to serve him. Love our neighbors, love our family. But when it comes down to the ultimate choice, we're to love him first of all. Sometimes my family and George's family didn't understand why we didn't do a lot of things. And never did understand. Some of them never did understand. But I tell you one thing. I went down to see Mother one day, and I told the boys didn't go, and I told Joe, "I want to go down and talk to Mother." And any time you pulled up in front of Mom's house, she'd be standing at that door, and Dad never had a car, but anyway, just kind of pull in front of the house. And she'd be at that storm door, and when you pulled up, and she'd open the door and said, "I was just thinking about you." Every time we pulled up, my mama said, "I was just thinking about you." And so one day I went down and Mom by myself, and she said, "Joy, okay? Tommy and Sammy?" I said, "Yes, ma'am. Mom just won't come talk to you. We are very poor." And I said, "Mom, I come down to tell you that I'd like to come see you more than I do. But I said, like I am, I'm not able to do so. But what I came down to tell you, thank you for telling me about Jesus. Thank you for you and Dad telling me about the Lord. I remember a fellow told me one time, he said, you know what I remember about the Burgess family? We lived right up the top of Lookout Mountain before we moved to town when I was six. And dirt road, we'd walk about 2 or 3 miles, something like that, to the service. And by the way, you didn't get out at 12 either. I mean, man, you'd have stayed until you left. You go back at night, same thing. But anyway, this guy said, I said, what do you remember about the family? He said, well, watching your mom and daddy take y'all to church. Said, your mom was on one side of the road with a switch, your daddy on the other, keeping you kids out of the ditch. And I said, Mom, I come to tell you, thank you. She said, son, I'd rather you be a preacher than the President of the United States. I'm proud of you. I said, we'll get to heaven. We'll get to be together in heaven. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Jesus said, love me above everybody. I love Brother Snyder, these men, a lot of folks, I love you. I mean, you know, I feel like I'm a member down here. I just don't send my tithes down. But there's someone who loved me enough that he gave his life for me. And he deserved first place. Can you say amen right there? Malachi. And he said, they that thought upon his name, and they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own that serveth him. Now, I want you to look in verse number 2 of chapter 4. But unto you that fear my name, notice this word son is capital, talking about the Son of God, the Son of righteousness will rise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go up, or go forth and grow up as calves in a stall. Now I want to preach tonight from this passage of Scripture in the Word of God, and this subject that right here in the Word of God, and I've been looking at this all afternoon. The sun is coming up in the morning, and here he said, "But if you unto you that fear my name." A person that doesn't fear God is still blinded and not engulfed in the truth. The modernist doesn't believe the sun is coming. And the church members, if you really believe that the Lord could come any day, but we don't. We say we do, but we really don't. But if we did, we'd live closer to God. We'd pray more and all the other things that needs to be done. And he said the sun is coming up. I remember years ago when I lived in Virginia, I was flying to Atlanta and then going down to the cruise. And always before daylight, and man, and all of it, when that sun started coming up, it's a beautiful sunrise. I mean, it's gorgeous. And Joy and I mean, we marvel at that beautiful sun, at that sunrise. It was coming. But one day, the Son of Man is going to rise with healing in his wings. And we're going to go forth. Let me give you 3 things, and we'll be out of here at 11 o'clock. Hey, hallelujah. Number 1, the person that is involved. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of righteousness arise. arises. And the Bible tells us there are many names ascribed to our blessed Lord. And many referred to the Son. But here Matthew's gospel calls him the Son of David. Luke calls him the Son of Man. And John calls him the Son of God. Now, the Son of Righteousness. Everything about our Lord is righteous. Can you say amen there? Amen. Everything about him. We're living in a dark day when very few things are right anymore. The precious saints of God are being mistreated, and they're misunderstood and mistaken because we don't bow down to the God of this world. We ought to live in such a way, I mean, this earth holds no attraction to us. I mean, we have to be involved in all that. But listen, let me tell you, it may not be right now, but when the sun comes up in the morning, it's going to be all right. The person involved is none other than the Son of Righteousness. Now, hearing the Word of God, notice the second thing, his power that is included with healing in his wings. There's a lot of healing that needs to take place in the nation of Israel and in the body, the church, the body for the believers and everything as son. But the church as a body today is going through a transformation. Corey and I was talking about a while ago. In all my ministry, I've never seen the indifference of people that profess to know the Lord. We're more involved in the things of this life than laying up treasures up in heaven. But they're, listen, right here, all over. Now in nations, they're being beheaded. And I was so in a mood when they talked about a teenager. And they said, hey, if you'll renounce Jesus, we'll not cut your head off. He said, I'll not renounce Jesus. I'm glad there's still a few that thank God I'll go all the way and say, no! And there's a lot of compromising in the world today in churches and everything else and all over the world. And we're scattered. I want to tell you, the greatest thing that ought to be in your life and mine is when we get together as family members of the household of God and be there to worship God, to be there to put Him first in our life. Now notice, we're suffering today there, but the Bible said the gates of hell shall not prevail. You understand what I'm saying? The Word of God talked about. Now, listen, I can take you to church today. You might as well might say that the blood is running out with the wounds in an average church today. But again, when the church of the living God, when the Son of Righteousness comes up with healing in His wings, we'll be healed with all of our aches and pains. Can you say amen there? Hey, the Word of God said, your eyes may be dim, your steps may be slow, and the joints may be weak, but when He comes up in them, can you hear what I'm saying? When it comes up in the morning, you'll be healed with all the infirmities that you've ever had. There's a lot of things that precious saints are going through, and they're hindered by their infirmities. And you're talking about going to the doctor, and we all our bodies are decaying. While we're living, we're dying. The moment you were born and I was born, but we're dying all the time. But let me tell you, I was over in West Virginia and went to a nursing home, and the pastor played a guitar and sang, and then he said, do you have some songs you'd like for me to sing? You know what they started requesting? They started singing and saying, hey, preacher, will you play that song or sing that song? What a day that'll be when my Jesus I'll see. And somebody else said, hey, would you sing that song about Hallelujah Square? You understand what I'm saying? I'm just saying right now. And then they said, hey, before you quit, said, sing that song, look what I traded for a mansion. Woo! You understand? When the Son of Righteousness rises with healing in His wings, everybody's going to be healed. I walked into a hospital in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and a lady by the name of Mrs. Lindsay. Mrs. Lindsay, I walked over the bed, and she said to me, preacher, you want to go to heaven with me? You know what? I might know this is crazy, but remember those, there used to be a cartoon with this guy floating on the cloud. You ever see that? And I thought, Lord, if I could just catch on this hang here. When you get hurt, let me go with her. Hey, you may be here tonight suffering, but I'm glad one day when I'm glad one day when the Son of Righteousness rises with healing in His wings, you're going to get well. Praise His holy name. I'm glad. I don't know if I can get across to you what I want to say, but I know one thing. I know one thing. He's coming again, and He'll rise up. And I wouldn't be, I want Him to come on a Sunday. Well, I catch some of you up at Gatlinburg, and you catch them down. Don't get quiet on me. I'm just saying, that's the reason I like to be in the house of God, like we're commanded to worship the Lord. But, let me give you the third thing. I'm going to be as brief as I possibly can tonight, but I want to show you something. Notice the pleasure inherited. You shall go forth and grow up. You shall grow forth and grow up. God's people are going places. I've had people say, boy, I'm sorry for you and going from the home all the time and everything. Said, don't y'all get, here's what they'd say, don't y'all get tired going to church. They don't say tired. Don't y'all get tired? Well, all y'all do is go up and down the interstate, drive the bus and go, don't y'all get tired? You know what I say? No. Who are you doing it for? And how is it going to pay off? You understand? Hey, one day the Lord has a great tour planned for us. Well, first of all, we're going to a crowning service. Did you know one day we're going to come and we're going to bow and cast our crown at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ? I don't know about you, but I'd like to have something to present to the Lord. I don't like that song they sing. We're going to wear a crown and dance it around. No! We're going to take a crown that we've won and cast it at the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ, because He alone is worthy of all the praise and all the glory. Now, I want to make sure. I may have been left out a lot of things and everything else down here, but that day, I'd like to, as a soul winner's crown, as a faithful crown. Now, whatever it is, I throw it down and put it down to the feet of our Lord Jesus. I'm not worthy. He's the one that's worthy to grow. Can y'all hear what I'm saying? He's the only one that's worthy of all of our praise and all of our glory. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, is going to come. We're going to have a honeymoon. There's going to be a crowning service. And then there's going to be a marriage supper. Hey, Lord, have mercy. But you get there with reservations only. I play in baseball. Wasn't that good, but we won our state. And went to the state tournament in Birmingham. The old Tutwiler Hotel used to be on there. Now they got a Coliseum and all that. And I'd never been out of town. Dad didn't have a car. And so got on that bus. And I remember pulling up to Tutwiler Hotel. And I looked up at that building. And I thought, wow, that'd hold a lot of hay. And he's going to have a banquet. I'd never been to a banquet. So three or four of us went upstairs. Found out where it was, got on the elevator, went up there. And I got up there and was looking around. A fella came in and said, can I help you boys? And we said, we're just looking around where we're going to eat tonight. And he got talking to us a minute. Said, what district y'all from? We told him. And then he said to me, he said, what's your name, son? I said, T.D. Burgess, Tommy David. And he said, you boys follow me. And got over there. And he said, tell me your name again. I said, T.D. Burgess. He said, what does that say? I said, it says T.D. reserved for T.D. Burgess. He said, son, nobody can sit there for you but you. Hallelujah. I'm just saying, there's a place reserved. I said, there's a place reserved. I said, there's a place reserved. How many of you got reservations over there? Lift it up and say, praise God. Hey, I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, there is. We may be left out a lot of things down here, Corey, but I'm glad. Woo! You understand? Praise God. There is a reservation. We're going to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Not only that, we're going to a coronation. We're going to a coronation when the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords shall be crowned. But I want to show you something. If you look in 2 John 1:4, he said, look to yourselves that you lose not the things which you have wrought, but that you receive a full reward. You hear that? We're going down there, but that you receive a full reward. Hey, I'm talking about give him your very best. I mean, they make all American football, baseball, and all the other things all pro. But I want to tell you something. I'd like to hear, Pastor, the Lord saying, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I'd like to hear him say when my life is over, I don't deserve. I get to thinking about all the years that I've preached and all the places and countries I got to go preach, just a little country boy. But I like when I see the Son of Righteousness rises with healing in his wings. Woo! Hey! I'd like to hear him say, well done. You gave your life to me. You gave your all for me. Hallelujah. He's coming again. I'm glad of that. You say, well, preacher, what about it? I'm just saying, thank God. There's a day coming when Jesus is going to come. But don't be ashamed before him when he comes. Don't be ashamed before him. And when you come, I remember when I left DuPont, Chattanooga, they had to go over my record. And my foreman, Carl Owens, is a Christian man. And he said, Tommy, in the Army and on public jobs, they call me Tommy. And he said, I've got to go over your record with DuPont. He said, that's the policy. I said, that's fine. And I remember on the second shift, I got up there. And he's sitting across. And he had in that brown envelope my record. I mean, I got my hands got clammy. Did you see me loafing? Were my positions? I worked on the full first floor. And on the second floor, I had a little thing up there, a little window. You could see him, and you throw that nylon down and so on and so forth. Sometimes our foreman would go up there and watch from up there. You never know what was up there. And all this is going through my mind. And he said to me, what are you going to be doing, Tommy? I said, I'm going to be assistant pastor. And he said, how much are you going to be making? I said, $50 a week. He said, you won't ever make it. I'm here, ain't I? I remember he opened that envelope. And I thought, wow, there it is. In a few minutes, he closed it up. And he said, you got the best record on my shift. If you ever want to come back to DuPont, you let me know. I'll make sure. That's going to make you a foreman and supervisor. And I walked out of there and I cried. I said, Lord, that day when I see you, I'd like to hear you say, well done. Amen. Well done! This black preacher said not half done. Well done. Give God your best. I'm telling you, this Jubilee could break out. I'm talking about really break out if God's people just start wanting the best. Start come when you come to church, believe God's going to do something for you. If you don't do anything for anybody else, let God do something for you. The Son of Righteousness is going to come with healing in their wings. This just pops in my mind, and I know I've shared this with you, but it just comes, and some of you haven't heard it, but I just feel like I've got to tell you, but I'm just a boy, young man working at the drugstore in Fort Plain, Alabama during the World War II. And I'm 12 years old. And during the summertime, I make $1 a day. You know what I did with my first paycheck? I mean, man alive, I made six. I'd been $7. But I made $6 and some had a little Social Security taken out, 10 or 15 cents, whatever. I had $6 and some. And that offering plate was coming up through there. And you know what? My heart just pounded. I felt like I ought to give $5. I put it in there. It felt so good. In those days, boys would come up and say, loan me a nickel, loan me a dime. Would you believe the next two or three weeks I got all that back? They'd come up and started paying me. But they never would have had to get that $5. But anyway, I came in. I dreamed one night, Mom and I were sitting on the front porch. Now, she was breaking green beans. And I sat down with her, breaking green beans. And I never heard about the rapture. I never heard about it. All I heard, you know, sheep's on the right and they're going to show general resurrection, all that stuff. While I was sitting there, I heard people start screaming. I turned to where Mom was, and I looked, and she's going up. I said, "Mom, what's wrong?" She said, "Son, the Lord's come." But I said, "I'm not ready." She said, "Too late now." Wow. I woke up. The next night I came, Mom was on the front porch breaking green beans. Taking a bath at my house was a galvanized wash tub. Had to heat the water. I took cold bath Tuesday night, and I knew I had it made Wednesday night. Mom went to prayer meeting, and all the way all week. But on Sunday morning, I went over to Second Baptist Church in Fort Payne, Alabama, July the 4th, 1943. I can tell you some of the things that the preacher said, and I can tell you some things I said to the preacher. I keep it fresh. Man alive, every day I go over how God saved me. Then I go over how God called me to preach. I knew God wanted me to preach because I like chicken. Did I ever tell you my chicken poem? Remember my chicken poem? I've eat chicken young, I've eat chicken old. I've eat chicken hot, I've eat chicken cold. When I'm dead and in my grave, more chicken will I crave. No, my grave marker, please note that 10,000 chickens went down my throat. I came in Monday night. Mom's on the front porch breaking green beans. Said, "What did you do?" I got me a lap full and started looking. I'm still looking. Do you want to face Jesus with your record? That day, I don't know. I don't like to get around a celebrity. I just feel out of place. I mean, somebody's up and up and all that. But often wondered how it would be when I stand before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. His sun's coming up in the morning. Let's stand while Brother Snyder comes.
Let me ask you to bow your heads for just a moment. Maybe the Holy Spirit has spoken to you. You'd like to just come. You want to be ready for Him when He does come. And you want to be faithful to Him until He comes.